My name is Leslie Cariaga, LeslieCariaga. I am recording an interview with
Kaylin Foster, KaylinFoster,
from
Corpus Christi, Texas.
The date is September 28th, 2024, and we are conducting this interview at the John E. Conner Museum at Texas A&M University, Kingsville, as part of the university's 2024 Tamalada Festival. So what do tamales mean to you?
They're delicious to me. I didn't grow up in South Texas, so I didn't have very good ones until I came to South Texas. So, like, they're just, like, delicious.
Do you have any special memories of making tamales, maybe the first time you tried them down here?
I've actually never made them. I've just eaten them at, like, different people have made them for me and then different things.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the first time you ever tried tamales, like, down here?
Yes. We were at going to a football game, and we bought some and I ate them, and they were much different than the ones out of the can.
Is there a particular person or, like, a particular area that you associate with tamales? Like, when you think of tamales, do you think of, like, oh, I ate them with this person, or I went to this place?
I always think of the valley. Going to, like, the valley, McAllen, Edinburgh, that's what I associate the tamales with.
So how do you eat your tamales? Like, do you eat anything on the side with them? Do you put, like, salsa on them?
I'm just plain. Plain.
What are your favorite kinds of tamales and why?
Probably just the pork ones, but I've had different types. But probably my favorite is just the pork.
What's the most unusual filling that you've seen in a tamale?
I don't think I know of one that's unusual.
Yeah, a lot of people have been saying, like, tamales de dulce. It's like sweet tamales.
So I was about to say there was a fruit when I ate one time. But I don't know, I kind of just didn't know that they didn't make them, like, you know, that was unusual, you know. Yeah.
If you could, would you ever try to attempt to make tamales?
Oh, yes. My husband and I have talked about making some. So, yes, I would buy the stuff so I can make the pots and stuff, because they, like, make special pots. And...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's all the questions that I have, but I hope that you and your family get to make tamales, because even if it's long, it's fun, and they taste really good, so hopefully you'll get to make them.
I hope so, too.